Morning, WRNW329. It's pretty quiet out here this morning. We're monitoring.
Morning, Samuel 310. WRWB 49.
Hey, we the only ones out here this morning. The radio's pretty quiet on the where I drive in this morning.
Yeah, I guess so.
Maybe they got to sleep in this morning. I'll get to do that one day. Maybe Saturday, Sunday. A sleep in day.
Oh, I kind of overslept this morning, so maybe that's why. I don't know.
You know, temperature ain't getting any better, so it's always good to sleep in a little bit extra if you can when it's hard to get out of bed when it's really cold outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, usually Charlie and Paul are out here, but Charlie must have went in already and made the coffee, and I don't know where Paul went.
Maybe he's sleeping in today, getting a little extra shut-eye, maybe.
Well, that could be. Who knows? Anyway. Yeah, so what's the temp out this morning out there?
I'm seeing 32 in my vehicle here. I don't know how accurate it is. It feels like that, but there's no wind right at the moment. If it gets windy, it'll probably get a little colder.
Good morning from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning.
I seen up earlier, it was like, I didn't hear nobody talking, so it was pretty quiet out here this morning.
I don't usually get going till 5:30, so for the most part, so I'm just a couple of minutes behind the pace. Anyways, I think Mike and sometimes Charlie are in here a few minutes earlier, so anyways, there you go.
Well, today's going to be another good day anyway. You got past a hard day a week, which is Monday. Today's a good day.
Yes, exactly. It gets better from here, for sure.
Like 40s or something.
I doubled with you. I was going to ask you what time you got to get going, Mike.
Not till later. I got to sleep in a little bit this morning.
Okay, more about your normal schedule then. All right, very good. It is Tuesday, I believe. Tuesday the 13th.
Seems like this month's going by pretty quick already. After the holidays, I guess.
Yeah, we're getting pretty close to halfway through the month. I mean, spring is just around the corner. I can feel the radiant sunshine hit me in the forehead as we speak.
They're talking about it on the news about spring yesterday, but I ain't feeling it yet.
Oh, okay, well. Yeah. Once you get January out of the way, and then you get February out of the way, it comes pretty quick. So, I mean, it can get cold in March and all of this, and it can snow in April, I get that. But it's all short-lived at this point. We're right around the corner from spring, and that's the way I look at it.
Yep, pretty much. pretty soon, once January gets out of the way, that's when it starts, you know, speeding up.
No Charlie this morning?
No, no Charlie, it looks like. Yeah, I got up at around like 5:30. So he might have been out here a little earlier.
I understand he works off of 59 at the Morley's Candy Shop, the one that used to be down there at the 9 Mile Road in East Detroit back in those days. That's why they call it Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That's what I heard.
Yeah, it was that and the hardware store. It was like next door.
DeRoni's?
Yeah, yep, that's it. DeRoni's, what, True Value?
Pretty big hardware store. You ever been in it?
That I haven't, no.
How about you, Tim? You ever been in that hardware store there, 9 Mile Road in East Point?
No, I haven't been in that one before. I haven't been in that too many hardware stores. Always like Home Depot and stuff. That's right. The miscellaneous stuff, I guess.
Okay, well, it's a pretty good hardware store, and they got a pretty big knife department in there too, Mike.
You'll have to go in there and check that out. That's the only hardware store I ever go to run by me. It's one place.
And Windsor Com, I believe.
Oh, we both doubled.
Go ahead.
I just said the only hardware store I go to around by me is Warren Pipe, and that's it.
Oh, yeah, I was in there last summer. I had some repairs to do on my sprinkler system and bought some poly pipe and some couplers and I have the clamps. I actually have the correct clamps for it. They're like pinch clamps and with the tool to... They don't use hose clamps on those.
Yeah, Roger.
They dug up my front lawn to fix the sewer pipe. They actually dug up the supply line. They fixed it, but then the dummies threw a bunch of dirt on top of it because there was a big hole to get to that pipe. And, of course, it broke it all loose. So, yeah, I had to dig it all back up and repair it. Like, you bunch of dummies.
Jeez.
I mean, when you have stuff done, you got to be watching these people right and left, Mike. To just go off and work and let them do what they're going to do is not a great idea.
Definitely tear up some stuff if you're not watching. I had a Roga repaved, and I had ripped out about four or five of my sprinkler heads out front. I haven't got them repaired yet. I thought they were supposed to repair them after they ripped them out, but they know. I hardly use a sprinkler system, so I guess I'll leave it as is for now.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. I know. I mean, they don't care. They really don't care. And if they can get away with not replacing it, to tell you the truth, I don't know that I want these people replacing stuff like that. I mean, they're not experts in that kind of stuff. So, anyway.
I always get the cheapest contractor to get the worst job done.
Yeah, it's terrible. Give me a fake 738.
WRWB 49. Yeah, it's a shame. Stuff like that has to happen.
WSHF 567. Good morning, fellas. Good morning, Sam. Been up. I was on a CB and I was listening, so I just feel like listening. You guys have a good morning. Alright, well, good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
Hey, Sam. It's early morning time. Gentlemen, have a good day. I'm at my destination here. This is WRNW 329.
WRNW 329. Good morning to you, Tim. We'll see ya.
Yeah, we'll catch you later.
Well, anyways, here we go. Get Tuesday going here.
Get this one out of the way. Yeah, I don't have to go until a little bit later today, so I can go back to sleep for a little bit before I have to go to work.
Yeah, okay, well, that's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, that is a good thing anyway. I can lounge around for a minute.
Yeah, well, there you go.
When I turned this thing on this morning, I thought for sure it was going to be, you know, cloudy with a chance of, QRM. But evidently not.
Yeah. I know.
Well, I guess Sam, he took a duck. I follow him.
Here.
I'm listening.
I didn't hear that. What was that, Mike? I know that wasn't you, but I didn't hear what that was. What was that?
No, that was Sam just saying he was listening. I said, oh, Sam must have bowed out. And I didn't realize that you had keyed up, so we had doubled for a second there, and then he keyed up and didn't realize, and then said, no, I'm here.
Oh, somebody's jamming again. There it starts. They're trying. There.
Well, they're a little late to the game this morning, so good luck.
There's one of them trying to check in with a weak KGP.
He made his presence known on the other one. That's Leonard Kobolinski.
Oh, yeah.
Like yesterday, you know, Gene and I caught Scott, you know, making fraud noises out here.
Ain't fooling me, but I'll tell you that.
That other guy used in court.
There's some shared gene
team there, that's for sure.
Oh, Gene and I caught that guy out here yesterday making frog noises.
Oh, yeah, we've heard the frog noise the last few days. Where was that coming from?
Screaming Scott. You know, the DJ.
Well, it's better than them cuss words you think.
You weren't allowed to... Some people don't care about it.
WRWB 49 will be standing by.
I'm 738.
I'll still be here, Mike, but this thing ain't much worth talking.
Standing by here.
Knock it off and go away. This is getting a little ridiculous. They shouldn't be doing it out here. TV radio, I get it. Here, no.
Oh, they do it up on ham radio too. They do the same thing up there or over there as they do here. Certain people anyway.
Wow. Just think if they get that other certain person as ham radio, it's just going to get worse. Ham license, and he gets on, it's just going to get much worse.
Anyway, man. Anyway, so I'm going to take a standby here and get some coffee, and I'll be right back.
So let me tell you, fire.
Person there that's driving around that is, kind of, wiping you out.
could be, you know, 20 watts, that's a lot of watts. Even I have 50 watt radio here. I would never go on 50 watt, I'd always go on 25.
Roger that.
And then outside, I just woke up about half an hour ago. I was shouting for you yesterday. I guess you didn't come back. I had to go over my daughter's house and come back. So, we'll talk later anyhow. Okay, WIUG 48.
Copy that. All right, we'll talk at you later. I'll be out in Mobile, too. So, WRZX 218, standing by.
WRVV 525.
Go ahead there, 525. We got WRWB 49.
Here, 49. How's it going? Morning, I guess. I had to sit around here waiting on somebody for work, trying to get a little work done in the car. I figure I might as well throw a call out there. How's your day going?
All right, just heading off to the old grind here. Personal here, Mike, India, Kilo Echo.
Hey, Mike, your name here is Nick. Over here in Auburn Hills at the moment, we're about to do a transmission pump.
We're about there, just 16 mile and I-94. We got ourselves a QRM in the mix there.
Okay, yeah, somebody just done keying it. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's the, we got a group of guys out here, you know, that just tend to, you know, throw carriers just because they must have a personality complex or trying to shake off or something.
Okay, yeah, I guess that's one part of the reason at least that they took down the links, because I'm usually on the Detroit repeater. Well, I don't even get on there a whole lot, but at least I'm listening to that one more often than this one. But, yeah. Hopefully we'll get, who knows.
Taking it through the machine, I mean, they're just under you. You're still getting through. Yeah, the reason why they're not linked is because of these people here, you know. That's the reason why.
Yeah, it's too bad it was.
Yeah, there was two that we caught this, you know, week, you know, one down there in Earlsville, and goes by, well, his name's Scott Hubble, WSEU 202, and then he got Alex Barr, another one, and then Leonard Kobolinski, and a 4CY sample. Yeah, I'm just throwing them out there because, you know, they just keep doing it persistently and don't care.
Yeah, I think I talked to 202 before. I'm kind of surprised that you'll be doing that, but yeah, I don't know. It's what it is, I guess. Eventually we'll get bored or whatever, but I don't know. Yeah, just taking it easy and trying to get a little bit of work done, so that's about all I got right now.
Yeah, I'm just bulging my way to my work site, so anyway. That's what an HT with an antenna op does. You know, it works wonders on the input site when you're looking to track a signal down.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it yet. To track stuff down from what I understand. Fish to fry, probably.
Yeah. You know, they think they're winning a war or something, I don't know. Dude, I work and live so close to the repeater that, you know, it's impossible for them to get over me, but wherever you're at, I'm not sure what you're, location is at the moment, but you know they're trying to get over the top here, but it's not working.
Yeah. I just got like a little mag mount a signal stick, which actually doesn't really work that well on these frequencies, but it's just kind of a little makeshift deal on the work vehicle here. Running a VGC N7500 on medium power, so I don't know what it is, like 15 or 20 watts, maybe something like that, but you know, it probably would be better if I had a better on it.
Seems to get over the jammer, that's for sure. So it's working. I mean, you got a little bit of heterodyne in there, but not much. Just you getting over the top of it, and him having some background noise added to it, but you're still getting over it.
Yeah, well, it works for me, I guess, so.
They've all been located, and it's just a matter of time when, you know, the hammer falls. These people showed up, and that's when they unlinked them because of the tomfoolery going on.
Yeah, no, that was nice. I had the about going on 3 years. Not my watch there, but anyway, I'll be standing by WRVV 525, and maybe for some waiting for it, just pulled up, hopefully.
Alright, man, see you later, I had a phone call, so. Alright, man, we will talk to you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
WSIE 375, this is Matt from Clinton Township, looking for radio check with Rob.
Well, this here is WRUZ 935. And it says, oh, you must be on the computer. But it really wasn't. Hey, you know, I think I'm going to finish that bag of that cheese popcorn.
Oh, okay.
Better made red hot cheese popcorn. I don't know. Stuff is like crack cocaine, man. Or maybe like heroin. Yeah, I'm spot here at the moment. Yes. In other words, highly addictive stuff.
I like caramel corn. You like caramel corn?
I like caramel corn, but this, have you ever had this stuff, the red hot cheese corn?
No, you brought this up about a week ago, no.
Oh, man, this is good stuff, man. It's just like you can't stop eating it. It is so good. I opened this thing up, Jim was over, and I gave him a little bowl with it, and he's kind of like, yeah, it's okay. In the meantime, I ate 3/4 of the bag.
Yeah, he's probably not buying any. It was okay.
Or as the kids these days would say, it was aight.
Yeah, it's too bad. If you like the stuff that much, find out where they got a lot of it. You can probably find somebody that has a truck that works and all of a bunch of it back home.
You mean like a commercial truck?
Oh, no. Yeah, well, yeah, I don't know. Because it wasn't going there, I said one that worked, but I should have pre-qualified it.
Oh, no. Well, my pickup truck just runs just fine.
Saying that you had to bring some stuff at home.
You dropped out. You bring some what home?
Tonnage of it home.
Or at least 3/4 of a tonnage.
So was it get some rain?
I thought there were some snowflakes coming down here earlier.
41.
Oh, then it must have been rain. job so you can just stay at home.
I'm getting close.
Maybe you can save, once you save $1 billion, you can retire.
I'm trying.
I didn't have that much of this popcorn left in that bag. I'm going to have to go get some more.
Kind of reminds me of a March afternoon, to tell you the truth.
A March afternoon?
March. March. Third month of the year. March.
Oh, I was going to say, who's Mark? Okay, copy the March.
Yep.
I just got down here. I haven't heard Mike out here at all.
Well, he works a different schedule, so, you know, when he's got a break or in between, you know, maybe works and then comes home for a little bit and then goes back for a second shift or whatever. So, I don't know. But normally, you know, normally around 3:30 or something.
I'm new to all of these schedules.
I don't know any schedules per se. Trouble enough for jammers. The jammers are on.
Son of a gun.
Imagine that. More of that rent-free crap.
I'm just trying to gather up all these little small kernels left from the bottom of the bag.
Yeah, very nice. Like that topic. Want to come out here and use this repeater at times. Pretty pitiful. Pretty pitiful. Pitiful. Yep. You can keep doing it. Heart's desire, it's not going to change a damn thing.
Well, where's it? Yeah. Got my hand all cleaned up from the orange red hot coating. Turns your fingers all orange.
Yeah, bummer.
Just gotta designate one hand to eat the popcorn. Don't switch hands.
Yeah, there you go.
So, well, anyway, I had to stop in over there at the Secretary of State, right over there by Big Boy today.
Oh, sure. Yeah, there is one tucked in the corner over there.
Yep. So, I just had to go get some study material. Go take my test.
Very nice.
Yeah, I'm not one to really study from, studying online, I just, flipping pages to me is better than scrolling. Just not a big scroller when it comes to.
Got it done, you get instant results. It's all over, right?
Well, I just picked up a book.
Yeah, it's pretty. Someone eventually get home, but I gotta stop to make before all of that. WSHM 738. More!
Yeah, I was upstairs rearranging some furniture before I got tired of doing that and came back down here.
Yeah, there you go.
Drinking the coffee out of this nice mug. It's like blue and beige. It's got a emblem with an anchor on it. It says Cape Cod. Bought that when we were on vacation out there.
Oh, okay. I was there. Can you remember what year?
I'd have to look at my QSL cards.
June 19th. And 20th of 1999.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that I told you to go ahead and send Terry that QSL card.
A lapse of judgment on my part, totally, for sure.
Well, you asked my opinion, I gave you my opinion, and I lightened up and said, just go ahead and send it to him.
Yeah. Wish I could read my hands of time back to that day.
What radio were you running back then?
Oh. Jeez, I don't know that I owned it. Did I borrow it from you, or did I actually own one? It was a 706 Mark II or a 2G. I never owned one, I don't think I did. Did I borrow it from you?
Or was it a DX70?
No, I don't think it was an Olinko. I think it was a 706.
Huh, okay. I don't know, could be. you going out there.
Yeah, that's a good good question. What it was? Geez, 27 years ago.
You know, I could probably figure it out by going and looking at my QSL card.
I don't know if I would have wrote the radio down.
You should write a little note on the back. Like, hey, good hearing you on the bands. Thanks for working me on 6 and 7-3. Hope to catch you around again next opening.
I don't think I would have wrote that note.
Oh, okay. You rude bastard. Yeah, next opening, I guarantee you weren't going to be there.
No, that was the first time that I decided to activate a rare grid. I tried in Quebec, and I tried in San Antonio, in the China Grove, actually, so just east of San Antonio, and the band just did not cooperate in either spot, so.
But the propagation gods were with you that day.
Oh, well, it was June, so the peak of the season. You know, I mean, it's not like the band can't shut down, but it's kind of like right in the middle of its heyday right there, so. Yeah, and it was very successful. Remember, that guy, W1LP, right, he invited me in for a sandwich and a pop. He was a pretty nice guy, actually. The guy who used to drive around on a barge.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I just looked at the map, and there's a whole green, a little bit of light green, one yellow, 70 yellow.
Well, not quite in season, man. It's almost mid-January. You can get winter ease, you know, I get that, but, you know, they're short-lived, and it's been so long since I paid attention to that band, and not even sure. You gave me more information the last few years on that band than I've paid attention to myself personally.
Yeah, well, I leave that page up pretty much all the time. It's just a matter of clicking to that tab.
Just got so burnt out from all that stuff, John. I did it since 98. I just got burnt.
Well, look at that. Now we got a brand new band in the 462 range to work on.
I got more time turning on and shutting off my radio, just those two events by themselves. Nothing in between than most people have talking on their radios.
Yeah. Well, we got to go for the Work Doll Jammers award for this band.
I've got two. How many you got?
Three. Oh, man. Because you can't count Leonard because he doesn't have a license.
No, but Jammer, you don't need a license to jam. Jammer is a jammer.
Yeah, but to work them, you gotta have a license.
Oh, worked all jammers. Sorry, I thought you kind of meant identify all jammers.
Yeah, but that was funny that one time when, you know, I asked the guy who was out here, I said, yeah, who you got over there? And the response was, they call me Dirty.
Amazing.
I'm really surprised Leonard hasn't been out here all drunk.
Well, now, don't encourage.
Well, you don't have to encourage him to get drunk. Just, you mean don't encourage him to get out here?
Yeah, what radio are you running?
Well, I'm running this Eddie tone over here.
Okay. I think I'm about at my stop, so let me get hold of you in a few.
In the words of Johnny Big Stick, I'm standing by. WRUZ 935.
WSHM 738.
What's happening?
WSHM 738, what's going on?
This is it.
Alright, well, the sun's still up, that's the important thing. And you're gaining daylight every day, so no complaints.
That's right.
Are you a summer person, or are you a winter person?
Well, I'm more of a spring and fall person. I don't like it when it's real hot. I don't like it when it's real cold.
Well, your time is just around the corner.
Yep, I like that. Somebody posts on Facebook. There's a brick, like a brick house, and there's like a coil spring from a car. And it's sitting just around the back of the house. And they take the picture from the side of the house. And it says, spring is right around the corner.
That's right, that's right. Hey, good morning, Mike. Nope, you are on the edge. It's like a tight squelch is getting you, you're dropping out. This time it's not QRM, it's just your signal.
Yeah, I would say the outer edge.
Now there, gentlemen. Alright, yeah, you're on the edge there, Mike. Alright. Did you bring up the ducting map?
Well, it's already up, but I just need to click on the tab.
Not about the ease map, I'm talking about the tropo map.
Well, I got the one for VHF, and it shows nothing going on for VHF around here.
The tropo map is a tropo map. So, no, VHF, UHF, tropo's tropo.
Tropo the other day, I heard that Ohio was coming in here.
Oh, okay, yeah, well, there you go. I think the band is a little up today. This afternoon, actually. I had to give the QRM or signal report today at 8 Mile Road 94. I'd have to tell them 5'9 plus 60 dog biscuits.
When, around just before noon hour, there was one. I was talking to somebody on my way to one of my jobs, and he was trying to get through, you know, and he couldn't make it over the top. I think it was Leonard.
Yeah, well, they'd understand. If you were giving them a signal report, Paul, they'd understand pounds a whole lot better.
C5ABC, CQDX.
CQDX. There's Charlie in the chocolate factory. What's going on?
Just getting out of work. Look at the sunshine, man. They must have known I was coming.
Oh, I thought it was me. The cellar dweller.
Looks like keyed on John. The reason I know that, I'm right on top of the repeater. Sorry, John, I doubled with you. I heard you went on key. Go ahead.
Oh, I said, I can't see no sunshine. I'm a cellar dweller.
All right. We missed you this morning, Charlie. We didn't know. We're going to send a search party up the freeway to try to find you.
No, I don't remember it.
I keep doubling. Go ahead, Charlie. I doubled with you, and I won.
I said, I had an ID with my real call sign, not one from North Korea. WSBT 754.
Yeah, WRUZ 935.
SHM 738. We missed you this morning, Charlie. We're going to send a search party out for you.
Yeah, you'll never guess who called me. That boss of mine can't wait nothing, man. Good afternoon, Paul, John, and Mike.
Good afternoon. Just on my way home. All right, very good.
Well, I got a package came in the mail today. Some more of those vinyl dust covers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 830 line, it looks kind of stupid with just one piece covered up with a dust cover, but hey, it was already pre-made for a display unit, and they had it on sale, so I bought it.
Charlie, what's your HF rig of choice at home?
Current working conditions will be an IC7300, and I got a FT450 collecting dust, and a TS440 SAT, also collecting dust.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Well, might I suggest, Charlie, that you pick up some of these beautiful embroidered vinyl dust covers. That way they won't be collecting dust. The dust covers will collect the dust and the radios stay clean.
Yes, I have seen those, and I never think of ordering one, you know.
I used to have the TS711, which was the 2-meter, 25-watt all-mode base that was modeled after the 440 series, right? I mean, it's like the brother-sister companions.
Hey, didn't you say you knew somebody that had a 7-Eleven that might be up for sale?
I don't remember saying that. If I did, I don't recall now.
I thought Mike did.
Mike wouldn't know what a TS711 is if it hit him upside the head 710 times.
He's looking himself.
What's that, Mike? I doubled with you. Go ahead.
No, Gene had something equivalent to what Charlie was talking about, something for sale.
Well, Charlie, put your bid in on something.
All-mode 2-meter rig that might be for sale.
I got an older one, but it's a project. You'd have to know a guy who's a pretty good tech in order to finish straightening it out. It kind of works.
A wannabe tech that lives on Marshall.
Yeah. this would be above his head. Besides that, this radio I'm talking about was built before he was born. I got an old Kenwood TS-700 two-liter all mode with the matching external VFO and a matching speaker. But it needs attention.
So two-meter sideband rig that's being cast, it's pretty much just boat anchors because they need a lot of love.
Yeah, I guess I don't remember what model number they were, Mike.
You know what? I forgot, too. That I remember sending you photos of them at one point.
Oh, I'd have to look.
Well, my thing is there enough action out there worth spending the money on something?
Well,
every night 2 meter vertical sideband net.
Well, I was really a VHF, UHF weak signal guy, so sideband work. So, as a connoisseur of the good radios that way. Right, phone call, I'll be back.
Yeah, Charlie, unless you're going to put up a longer horizontal antenna, and even then, it's pretty much only during band openings and contest weekends. It's really the only time there's any real activity out there, so it's very sparse. It's not like you're going to sit down and turn it on. You got to wait for band openings.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm not actively looking that hard. I got enough radios laying around doing nothing now, you know. And I have to get an antenna and get it up, and I don't climb towers and whatnot, so I don't know. I don't know what my future will bring, but someday maybe.
Yeah, like I said, there's a sideband net that's on every night on 144-230. At 8:30 in the evening, and everybody's just running a vertical antenna because it's a bunch of club members, all from the USICA club. That everybody's got a shack in the box these days, and so people they're running this net every night, just kind of as something to do, and sometimes there's three people, sometimes there's 13 people. But they do two go-arounds. They do a hello round, and then, they pick a topic for the second one, and everybody comments on whatever the topic is. So it's something to do. It was a way for the club members to get some extra net points, for your net point award, which equates to nothing but bragging rights at a club meeting when they announce who the high point members are.
Kind of not my thing. I don't get into a lot of nets, but I'm more of a GX kind of guy. But like I said, if the action isn't really worth the expenditure, it's kind of a moot point.
Yeah, it's mainly a kind of a niche thing for people, But like I said, they did it because everybody's got a shack in the box, a 991A or a 706 Mark II G that people have hooked up in the house. So everybody's got something that does 2 meter sideband. So they said, let's do the net. Well, there was some guys that were running the net. A guy over here by 13 and Hayes, Dave, him and one of his friends were running it for years and years, and then the USICA Club took it over.
You can go a long way on 2 meter sideband.
You get a lot of fars?
Get a lot of what?
A lot of fars?
What's that word he's saying? I can't catch that last word. A lot of what?
Fars. F-A-R as in far. Fars.
Yeah, you go real fars with it. Well, you guys know what it is for VHF, UHF, FM, you know. That's what you guys are used to, but hey, man, station to station. You know what I mean? 37 states on 2 meters. I think most FMers probably couldn't comprehend that now, could they?
Yeah, Charlie, and there was a group of us that just used to hang out on two sideband, and, you know, we used to shoot the breeze, you know, multiple nights a week, and, you know, because everybody's putzing around in the shack and got the radio on, and there's a guy up in Oscoda I used to talk to all the time, you know, 160-watt brick and a long boom horizontal antenna, and he was running a pair of short boom antennas. 160-watt brick, and we talked, you know, every night, 20 over S9, you know, Roseville to Oscoda.
Sorry, I'm in a brake check area here. You got one hand on the steering wheel, the other one covering my eyes. That's amazing range that you can get with even a 15-foot single Yagi in 160 watts and a guy with a comfortable station or better. Just be surprised how far you go. It's the one of the things that attracted me to it back in 1987, so I got into it big time in 98, so there you go. What's your location, Kelly?
Just going by the old PlayStation just now.
You're really fast, man. I'm just coming up to Joy Boulevard on 94 here.
Just over 94?
94 and Joy Boulevard coming up to the Mount Clemens exit.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're behind me then. Yeah, somebody up here can't get off their brake pedal. Kind of got one eye on them. Start talking and I forget what I'm doing. Next thing you know, I'll be in their pocket.
And I have to give you an update, John, when I get back home, so in about 10, 11, 12 minutes, something like that. Don't think the place is worth it, but I'll tell you more later. All right. Anyways.
Yeah, I believe the price has doubled here over the last, you know, year or two.
Yeah. A little outrageous.
Hey, you know, but they are good tacos.
See, Charlie?
Tacos. That sounds good right now. I'm kind of hungry. Actually, I was thinking about hitting that Kentucky Fried Chicken. Get that big bucket for $8 or $10.
There you go. But you can beat it in court.
I think I know where you went, but I'm not going to say it because I don't blow your cover, but I think I know.
My bucket. There you go. Let's see if he wants to identify. There's JBA right there.
USGG 772, Shelby Township. Paul speaking.
Paul, what's going on? You can never go wrong with Paul.
I got out late this morning and the radio was dead quiet, so I didn't bother yelling.
Well, nice hearing you.
I'm at the homestead, so you gentlemen have a fine evening. WSGG 772, we're clear.
That was SJB. I'm sorry, SGG. Sorry, I had it wrong. I'm not good with these call sign formats here.
Easy here at Golf.
I gotcha. Thanks, Paul. Let me guess, 1982, Lakeview. Gotcha.
Yep, you got it.
Means if we just go to listening, 2 out of 3 graduated from Lakeview right here, John.
Well, there you go. Sorry, I'm just a Detroit boy.
He was driving, I'm driving, so give us a check on those two with working vehicles.
You and who else?
GG, he's from Lakeview.
Okay.
Come on, you know what the school motto was over there in St. Clair Shores. Some of the few and some of the proud.
I did not know. I just know they call some of them Shorians or something.
That was probably South Lake that might be Shorians. Or Lake Shore might be Shorians. Not Lakeview. They were Huskies.
Bathers.
Yeah, well, I ain't seeing where I was.
You don't even go there.
Okay, I'll do the end of my stream, so I'll say goodnight tonight. Get you guys in the morning, WSBT 754.
See ya, Charlie.
73 to Charlie.
Later.
I think for Christmas I'll buy him a 20-foot telescoping mast for his vehicle, get that antenna up and see if he can stretch it out another 5 or 7 miles.
It was always called telescopy from that one guy, you know.
There you go. WSHM 738.
So the RUZ 935.
You are WB 49. Yeah, I think I know which taco place you went to. Well, there was like, what, 2 in that area? Or maybe 3.
I only know uno, dos, tres. So if you're talking numbers to me, I don't know what you're saying.
Taco Bell. Hey, speaking of tacos, I stopped last night on my way into work, and, you know, there's limited things open, and I ran through Del Taco, and I got myself, I figured, I'm going to get a burrito, and just add 1 chicken soft taco to it. I got this, I don't even know, it's like an El Dorado or something, a burrito, chicken burrito. Well, I've never seen a burrito so fat in my life. This was the biggest, heaviest burrito I think I've... I mean, it was... They could have slapped it on a plate and served it to me at Tony's in Birch Run, and I'd say this is about right.
Birch Run's been a long time since I've been there. I came back from a ski trip with a couple of buddies. I think there's a picture I have... with one of them big old banana splits, because I didn't much care for their food. I thought it was low-grade dog food myself. That's why they gave you so much of it for the money. But even the ice cream was kind of like welfare ice cream. It's not a good quality, nothing over there. But it's the last time I was there anyways, somewhere in the 90s.
Well, their specialty is quantity, not quality. So, you know, that's it. If you like, you know, cheap slop, but a lot of it, it's a good place to go, you know, and you have to appreciate it just for the sheer amount of food. If you want quality, that's not where you go.
Yeah, I know, it's just kind of a thing, right? I fell victim of it a few times going there. Whatever, it's like an event. You're certainly not going there to get, you know, again, the high-quality food, but it's just kind of a... You're coming back from up north, you're probably hungry at about that point anyways, right?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. So, yep. And actually, when I go up, I have the last couple of times I've passed through there, you know, I've gone up to Birch Run and stuff like that, and I do get the damn burrito, but it's not worth getting the big burrito because they've got like a full size burrito and a smaller size burrito, and the smaller burrito is damn near the size of the full sized one.
You've been to Tony's there, Mike? You go up north quite a bit.
Yeah, my sister lives in town, so I go there quite often. And the reason why they could sell that much food for so cheap because they got an unlimited contract with the farmer.
Okay, well, there you go.
Standby here, just pulled up, so I'll catch you guys in a minute.
Okay, well, I'm just around the corner from home, so I'll say see you, Mike, and I'm in here for another minute or two.
You're around the corner, but is there a spring right there?
I don't know.
Yeah, the spring's right around the corner. Yeah, so anyway, I got five dust covers. I got one for the 922, an MS-4, AT-230, AL-82, and a 450 Kenwood.
450, there you go. There you go, embroidered with half sets of model numbers.
Absolutely. And, you know, the 450 I'm selling, but it was a pre-made, like I said, from a show. It was a display model, so it was $10. So it's like, okay, so I jacked the price by $10 and sell it with a dust cover.
There you go.
Besides that, you know, when somebody can cover it up with a dust cover, and then you don't get to see how ugly the radio is. No, it's actually not bad. I cleaned it up, and it cleaned up fairly well.
Well, good afternoon to you, too. So, what you wearing? I figured you might. I figured you'd like that.
That's kind of like people calling, ZQ the repeater!
Yeah.
WSHM 738. Let's say hello to Eleanor.
You heard Polly. Won't you come over here? We can play circle jerk.
That's one that can never disguise his voice.
but it is funny.
All right, see you guys. WSHM 738.
All right, we'll see you, Paul. WRUZ 935. What is up, James?
Happy Homo 578.
Yoo-hoo. You know, that would be funny if you got WEPH. W, Eleanor Percy Homo.
Yep, how about that?
Yep, there you go. Oh man, it's getting annoying. I've got another radio on in the background over here. Sounds like the Good Humor truck is coming around, the ice cream truck. Turn that stuff off. got some more dust covers came in, Jim.
Yep, I heard. I've been out here for like 10 minutes, I believe. At least. Maybe more. I don't know. Just eating my pierogies.
Ah, very good. What brand or where'd you get them from?
They were the Dearborn, and I got them from Cattleman's. They're like half off for like $2.50. So I got like a couple packages of those.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah, the Dearborn brand are pretty good. If you would have said Mrs. T's, I would have, like, threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Yeah, I like Dearborn brand. They're pretty good. Yeah, Mrs. T's, that's not even pierogies. I don't know what those are. But Dearborn, it's close, and they're decent. They had the potato, garlic, and chives. That's the only ones they had there on special. So I picked those up. That's pretty good. I just fried them up with some onions and put some sour cream on it, and they're pretty good.
Very good. Well, listen, I just got the dinner call, so dinner's on the table. I gotta head upstairs, so I will catch up with you later. I'll give you a holler on the phone or something a little later. WRUZ 935.
Okay. Catch you later. WRUZ 578.
WRUZ 935. Still in there, Jim?
Nope.
Okay, just checking. If you're not there, I guess we can't talk then. Jim?
This is Jim.
Are you there now? Can we talk?
Jim is now available to talk.
I'm moving stuff around here so I can dump out some potato chips on the desk so I can have some chips and dip. What's going on, Jim?
Not much. Just had some dinner and thought I'd play around on the radio and play on the computer.
I think I'm going to order some more dust covers.
I got a nice cloth AL80B dust cover, but it's too much of a problem, trouble. Too much trouble putting it on, taking it off.
Well, yeah, for the stuff that you use all the time, you know, it's a hassle putting them on and off, but if you got something being stored long term, that's different. I need a cover for an AL80A. I thought I ordered it. I have to look at the paperwork. But anyway, they shipped me 5 of them. Not sure if I ordered 6 or not, but could have swore I ordered an AL80. But, Because that AL-88 I have is basically a test jig for testing tubes.
Wouldn't it be cheaper to... Don't they have tube testers that test that?
Not for the big transmitting tubes. You know, maybe for something like 807s or something. 813s. Maybe about that size, but by the time you start getting the 572s, even the 811s, I don't think a standard tube tester will test the 811s. 42. Did you sell your 811 to Don?
I did, plus two brand new tubes. He was going through tubes pretty quickly with what FT-80 was doing.
I wonder who got that from his estate.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if Sean was selling all that stuff or... I thought, wasn't his son a ham operator also?
I don't know. I've known Don since the 70s, and I never met any of his family.
Yeah, I never met his family either. I think he had one of his sons, I think he had one son, and he was in California.
I believe so. So, I don't know if he came and got the stuff or what, but... I had only been over to Don's house, I think, twice, but never... Well, no, I did go inside once. I just dropped something off to him one time, and the other time I went inside. And man, did that guy have some handhelds.
Yep, quite a bit. Huh, leftovers from the AC-8ER state sale. Ooh, that's a good price. Oh, I think I might pick that one up. Brand new, never used, Polestar AT. Oh, it's an AT-500. Oh, I thought it was an AT-2K. Nah, don't want that one. Twelve volts, RM Edley KL-500. There's an amplifier for you. Oh, he's got a what's a Mertron? NA-1000D. Got that. Ameritron ACP Amp Pulsar. Ooh, a Tar Heel mobile antenna, number one, complete.
How much is the Tar Heel?
The Tar Heel, where did it go? There it is. $375.
Well, that sounds okay. But I'm cheap. Well, the one Tar Heel that I have, I paid $400 for. That's the one that I'm using. But I have another one I paid $150 for. And it's the bigger one. And then I've got a High Sierra, which is about the same as the Tar Heel that I'm using. And I picked that up. I think I paid $100 for that. And then I've got a I've got a Hi-Q mobile antenna.
Okay. So you're all set. You can put that on every single car you own.
You know, and then I've got a small, it's not the Tar Heel, it's the other one I just said, High Sierra. It's the small High Sierra. Jim, I've only got the one car. I could put them all on the same car.
Yeah, you can hook up a directional switch, put one on each corner. Jones paddles. He's got Jones paddles and Sure paddles. And, ooh, like new, with the box, a Kenwood TS-480 set.
I got one of those.
Ooh, a Pro 3. For 500. SM20, SM, or MC68, D104 Blackface, D104, and a static 575.
Well, how much is the 575?
75.
Send him a message, tell him I'll take it.
Probably even get it cheaper. This is just the prices that are listed. Not sure if it says, it doesn't say nothing about anything else. Let's see, man, it says so from Bill WB8. CJI, care of Ted, so, wonder who's got all this stuff. Oh, please send an email, okay. If you want it, I can see that you want it, and maybe he'll bring it to, let's see, VE testing on the 19th, that's Monday. Okay.
Yep, I would take that. What color is it? That doesn't say. It just says it's the Estatic 575 and then a price. Oh, I'm getting that mistaken with the base, Mike. But don't skip that. Skip that. I don't get it for me.
Okie dokie. What about a RCI 2930?
$75?
Add a 1 to it.
That's what I would sell it for. Take 150. Here is online. There is the base mic. Of that 575. It's the 1104C. Remember the Estatic plastic dust mic? Is that what it is? They're plastic? Well, the desk mic. It was a plastic desk mic. It wasn't your typical Estatic like D104 style. It was more like a, kind of looked more like a Shure type, along the lines of like a 526T or something like that, but with a smaller bass. It had a volume and a tone control on each side, and they made them in different colors. They had black and white and beige and red and blue, I think. This is the beige one. And there is 2 hours, 28 minutes in the auction, and it's sitting at $140.50. It's got 30 bids on it so far.
Well, that's quite a bit. WRUV 578. Hey, have you ever heard of the Shure paddle portable wobbler? This one is a rare and brand new old stock 40YO German paddles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What is the name of it? Shure what?
Shure Porte Bell. It's Porta and then Able after that, or A-B-E-L / Wobbler, W-A-B-B-L-E-R. German paddles, brand new, old stock, 40-year-old old stock.
Oh, okay, well, I've got the Shure Profi 2, I believe it is. But Shure, that's S-C-H-E-U-R-R, I believe. That's the paddles like Walt had. Was the Shure Profi 2 is what he had. I've got three sets of those.
Yeah, they got a price like $375, so they must be kind of expensive. But brand new, 40-year-old paddles.
They're Shure Porta what? Porta Able?
Yeah, P-O-R-T Alpha Alpha Bravo Echo Lima. Well, actually, they're portable wobbler. They spell it a bunch of different ways. I see them. They look pretty nice. Just went to a page.
Okay, I see it. It's more like the it's the same key mechanism basically is what I have. This is just on a thinner brass base. The brass base that I have is about an inch thick.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. They're on brass bases. Some of them look like, they're all different colors. Black, there's something on, looks like wood or something. There's some black. Never heard of those, though. Huh. Yeah, there's one on eBay that sold for $279.
Yeah. Like I said, the ones I have are on a heavier base and let me see. Gears and keys. Let's look at this. Okay. Yeah, for the best set that I have, I paid $375. And like I said, it's got the heavier brass base. So, but yeah, the Shure keys are kind of rare. People that have them keep them. WRUV 935.
WRUV 578.
Wow. This guy must have been a collector for quite some time. He's got six sets of Brown Brothers dual keys, you know, the iambic paddles plus the straight key. And He says, I have six 1960s vintage Brown Brothers dual keys for sale. I have two models, CTLs, one CTLA and three CTLBs. Looking to get $350 each. Okay, this guy's looking at it as a retirement account.
Buy all of them for $1,000.
He says he'll take $2,000 for all of them, including shipping.
Yeah, they're probably pretty heavy, huh?
No, actually, they're not. I mean, they're decent. They were, you know, kind of a nice paddle back in the day. I think the Viberplex were nicer. But yeah, that guy's like collecting them for years. And here's a guy's got a Bengali, the Bengali sculpture. I think this might be sold. Yeah, item is sold. Didn't say how much he wanted. You know, if he was asking for him. Here's a guy that sold a Bengali sculpture. This one's in silver. The other one was black. He sold this for $400.
They're probably pretty expensive to buy, brand new, weren't they?
Yeah, they are. But you know, the sure, the German sure. I believe they're out of business, but it was an old man that ran the company, and then he passed away, and the kid that was working with him kept the company going, and the quality went down a little bit, but at least he kept the company going, and I think he's out of business now, but anyway. If you get one, the original one from the old man, that the old man made, I think that they're better than the Bengalis. But, you know, you can buy a brand new Bengali, you can't buy a brand new, sure. You going to look to do some CW or what?
No, I don't like CW. I got a Viberplex. I just keep looking at it. It's got the little case on it. Looks really nice sitting here.
Here's a guy selling what he's got listed as the it's listed as nice keys. Nice keys. He's got a ham key, which is a cheap, you know, $18 straight key. He's got an old chrome, Viberplex Vibro key or chrome base.
Yeah, that's what I got. I got a chrome base one with the two jewels, red paddles.
Okay, you got the iambic paddles. This was a single lever paddle. So, let's see, here's a Sculpture Mono, that's a single paddle by Bengali, $400 shipped.
I think that's what NIC uses, the Bengali.
Here's a guy, he's got a full-size handmade brass key by Shure, now silent key, mounted on a mahogany wood base in excellent condition. Very rare, almost impossible to find. I can send you a picture from the cell phone. $300. I think this is just a straight key. Sold. Oh, here's a guy who's got a Shure Profi too. Yep, I guess so. Anyway, It's got some discoloration to the brass. Bummer. And needs to be cleaned up. And he only wants $150 plus shipping. Yeah. I wonder if it's worth more if you don't clean it up. It's got the original patina on it. Well, that listing was from 2020, so it's pulling old ads. I'm sure that thing's gone. I love when people list their stuff. Rare, hard to find. Yeah, it's rare and hard to find for them, but I'm sure there's thousands of them out there. Yeah. Rare and hard to find. Well, I just found one. You got one for sale. So. Anyway, man, is there's like page after page. I'm checking out the 18th page of all of these gears that are listed on the site. They're rare, though. I've seen more Bengali keys. There's a whole bunch of those, and those are expensive. Well, Jim, I got to get out of here. I got to go upstairs and put a few things away. And well, here's a palm paddle. Oh, we wanted to buy. Nope. Palm radio pico paddle. Doesn't say want to buy, so you click on it. So people that want to buy one are going to click on that, and it's like, oh, another guy wants to buy one. Yeah, it's clickbait. Now he's got all your information. That's right. Okay, we'll catch you later. 732 John, WRUV578. Alrighty then. I'll catch up with you later. WRUZ935.
WSAL 946. Anyone copy? WSAL 946 monitoring. Well, bless you.
Thank you.
WSKC956. Does anybody have to know the status on the shooting that just happened in Wyandotte?
WSIE 37. WSIE 375, Matt from Clinton Township requesting radio check.
WSVH 380, Hazel Park, I have you loud and clear to the McComb receiver.
Great, thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Good evening.